Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Greetings, earthlings. Today we are here for another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show, and we are in this season of spirituality. And I started off the podcast in a funny energy because sometimes we can't just help but remember that we're in a matrix, that we're in a game, and that the universe wants to give you everything you desire, and it's really about you getting out of your own way. And today's podcast episode is more like a pep talk. It's a reminder you know these things deep in your being. And I'm just here to serve as the messenger. And this is also for myself because I am guilty of everything I'm going to touch upon today. And I love when I go into these moments that I can zoom out. And I really consider these enlightenment moments when we zoom out for a second and we remember, like, I am God, you are God. We are here to create reality. This is a game. This is a simulation. If you know the rules of the game, you can do it and you can win it and you can play it and you will be victorious. I don't know if you know this, but my name, actually I will do a podcast on names actually, but my name is Nikki Star. My birth name is Nikki Star. Nikki means victory. So I already know that my mission will be victorious in this life. Like, I know that without a shadow of a doubt. I know that I am one of the conscious billionaires here to co-create the new earth. I know that I'm here to change the very fabric of existence. And deep within my being, I know the universe wants to give me everything I desire. And it's so important for us to remember this when we are in the moment of challenge, when we are in the moment of dismantling, when we catch ourselves in lack or scarcity or resistance or preventing the universe from giving us what we want. And so that could look like putting restrictions on ourselves, like, oh, no, I can't do that. What do you mean? I can't spend that money. I can't hire that coach. I can't hire help or support. I can't go and take that vacation and actually do the thing that I want to do, right? So it's really up to us to be so clean and clear and present to what our truth is and what we know that we're destined for and the help and support that we get along the way. Like, we don't have to do it all on our own. And I know so many people who think like, oh, I have to struggle and I have to figure this out on my own. And there are so many people who have walked before us. Like, there's so much help. There's so much support out there. And when someone comes along, like, I've even caught people, like, when someone's like, oh, do you want me to help you carry that? And they're like, oh, no, I got it. And it's like, receive the help, receive the support. The universe is working through people. You know, I've even caught it in times with my beloved where, like, he is open to gifting or giving me something. And I'm like, well, can I have this if I also had that? And I catch myself restricting, like, how much I'm allowed to be gifted, how much I'm allowed to receive. And it's like, Nikki Star, just receive. Like, even at the time of this filming of this podcast episode, my nail lady, she also does makeup, and she's like, I would love for you to be a model for me. I want to do like this wild eye makeup. And so I was like, yeah, sure. And then she's like, yeah. And then I said, you know, maybe I should hire a photographer. And I feel like it's the universe telling me, like, hello, do another photo shoot. Like, the last one you did was 6 months ago. Your energy, your frequency is different. Do another. And here's like this woman saying, I will do your makeup for free. And then it's like, okay. And then she even found someone at like a great price. And then here I was thinking about it, like, oh, should I really do it? I don't know if I feel like doing it. It's like, stop procrastinating. Do what it is you're here to do, right? Like, allow the universe to gift you and give you everything you want. And it's not always going to happen how we imagine. So for example, like, I already know that this photo shoot is going to be so different because we're doing this like wild eye makeup, and I'm usually more of a natural person. Like, even right now, I'm not wearing any makeup. I am usually coming on to my reels, my stories, like, you know, totally natural, even my podcast, like nothing on. And so it's funny when, you know, I'm going to be doing this thing that's out of the box, and it's going to activate another energy within myself. And I could already feel how clients that are meant to work with me will see the frequency of these photos and see another aspect of myself that is within themselves, an aspect that already feels more connected to power. And so here's the universe, like, here you go, like, have a photo shoot. This is going to magnetize in and give you more content, right? Because we use posts and reels and pictures to post the words and the frequencies of what we're wanting to convey, what we're wanting to share with the world. And I almost didn't do it. I was almost like, I don't really feel like it. I don't know about my energy. Right? And it's like, get out of your own way. So where right now are you in your own way? Where? Is there something that wants to be created through you? And this can happen, like, so let's say if you are an online creator, a digital creator, is there any part of you that is getting ideas and inspirations and downloads and you're not acting on it? Like, luck favors the brave. Luck is given to those who just take a lot of actions, and it's like, you know, they're trying a lot of time, so eventually something sticks. And so often people are dismissing their intuitions, their inspirations. Are you doing that? Think of how many people are like, oh my gosh, I thought of that idea and I was going to patent it. And then a month later, a year later, I saw someone created it. I had that idea first. Yeah, but the difference is they actually acted on the idea and you didn't. So where are you receiving divine downloads, divine inspiration, something that wants to be created through you? And oftentimes it can be the very thing we love. Like, so many times, this is where people stand in their way, where they're so, like, people are so good at something and they think like, oh, but I can't receive money for that. I can't make a business from that because it's just so easy. I just love to do it. Like, I know this about people who are excellent cooks, like, just open a restaurant. Like, you're so good. Like, this is delicious. I've always felt that way about my grandmother. She's just like an incredible cook, and there's not that much Hispanic food in certain areas. And I feel like she would have always killed it, like, wherever she would have opened up a restaurant. And even now with home delivery, like, she could totally do that. You know, she's about to go back to Colombia. So, you know, she's not going to do that now, but I could just see her of having had great potential. But sometimes we think, oh, but how do we create a business? And I even hear people saying things like, oh yeah, well, if I make a lot of money, I have to pay a lot of taxes. It's like, yeah, but just make so much that you can pay that and you have more. And same for people who like stay in the 9 to 5 because they feel safe, when it's like, do you know how much free time and how much energy you'll receive by actually just doing the thing you love? You know, like, I know so many people who've been so talented, like, with healing gifts and everything, and there's different complexes and wounds of like, oh no, I can't receive for this gift. You were born with certain skills and abilities. And like, I'm such a fan of like everyone just creating their own business and working for themselves, because then you can really just do it your way. And this is a way that the universe is giving you everything you want. Like, you get to do a job that is just so easy for you that you love. Like, oh, why not? Why do you have to think about it again? And because there's fear, right? And so our fears are a big part of what keep us from receiving everything that the universe wants to give us, because we go into things and we're like, oh yeah, it's a great idea, and we're excited. And then all of a sudden, the brain, the ego, the mind decides to psych us out by thinking about everything that could go wrong. And so when that happens, one way to get out of your own way is like, well, what can go right? And it's not that fear is ever going to go away. It's not that doubt, self-doubt is ever going to go away. It will be there. The worrier, the one who is thinking of all the problems, can exist if you feed it and if you allow it to take up space in your reality. And at the same time, there's the other part of you that is like, well, what if it works? The one that's tapped into infinite potential, the one that's connected to the God aspect inside of each one of us, the one that's the dreamer, the one that thinks big, the one that really allows yourself to act, to go the distance, to try new things, to see what's possible. That's the part of you that I trust and hope that today's podcast is going to inspire and poke at and remind you that you only live once, that the universe is working through everyone. The universe wants to give you everything you desire. What are you sitting on? What are you procrastinating on? Is it even just like a radical act of love or a trip or something? Like, are you meant to go somewhere and do something? And like, is there something calling your soul? And what's funny is sometimes we don't know all the pieces. So I always tell my clients, like when they're like in their dream mode, and I always have clients do two things. One is to think about what your goals and your intentions are. And they're often very practical. They're great. Like, you know, and some of them really go beyond and think like, oh, this seems like far-fetched, but I think I can do it. Then I have them create like future goals, kind of like, okay, in 5 years, for some people, if I notice their goals are a little bit conservative, I say like, what's your dreams? Like if anything could happen and the universe was conspiring for you and like literally you had a genie in a bottle, like what would you choose to realize in this life? And so we put these kind of like on the dream list, and this helps people get out of their own way because they think they're in fantasy land. But the thing is that like this whole reality is fantasy land. So if you're in that mentality of like, okay, well, anything is possible. Well, if anything is possible and there's no obstacles and money didn't matter, what would I create then? That's always like the gold. Like I would even love to know from you, like, if money was no obstacle and you would succeed at everything and that no matter what, it would be realized, what do you choose? What do you want to put your energy into to create? What would you say, okay, universe, this is what I choose? And that's the gold. That's the thing that the universe wants to give you. That's the thing that it's simply up to you to get out of your own way. And I just love when people have these epiphanies and realizations and they actually allow themselves to dream that big, because guess what? It then happens. When I was a student, my dream, you know, wasn't actually even until I went to Italy in my junior year of college with my grandparents, because my grandfather, my nonno, is from Italy, and he wanted to take me to his hometown and to see it. And it was like his dream since I was a little girl. And so I went with him and it was wonderful. And I just remember being in Florence being like, I could totally live here too. It's like cleaner than New York City, because at that time I was living in New York City. I was going to NYU. And I just like was loving the Italian culture, and by getting out of my own bubble and experience something new, it like expanded my horizon. And then all of a sudden I had a new dream and desire to like travel the whole world. And that's where it all started. And then I had no idea that by the age of 25, so at that time when you're a junior in college, you're like, how old? Like 20? I had no idea that within 5 years, I would travel the world and touch every continent except Antarctica. I got out of my own way. And not only that, I just followed highest excitement. And the universe was supporting me. Like I had all these side jobs. Like I was a TA and a tutor, and I was a cocktail waitress in restaurants. I was working poker games as a waitress. I would get all these crazy big tips. Like I was like making money from all these different places. And so from tutoring, from my university, even from when I took out my student loans, sometimes there's a little excess that they give you. And it's like, great. Like I had a lot of money when really you'd think I'm a student and I couldn't afford it. And what I just did, instead of like, even though I went shopping and stuff like at times, but I even once bought a Balenciaga bag. So let's just say like, I was definitely living a beautiful, luxurious, lavish life, but there wasn't really time to spend the money because it was like I was studying or I was traveling. And even when I went out in New York City, like I had friends who were promoters and they would take us to the best restaurants and, you know, we'd go out to the best clubs. But I didn't have to pay for anything. So all of my money I spent on my travels. You know, like I said, I did some shopping, but I was really prioritizing like, okay, what do I want to spend my money on? And the same happened. Like, so I put my mind to a goal, to something I really wanted to live that I knew would expand me as a person. So at that time, it was to travel the world, which was the best money I ever spent because it awakened me to the more of who I was. Like it was part of my spiritual awakening. My moments of enlightenment, of transcendental experiences happened in my travels when I was scuba diving, when I was skydiving. I didn't sit there like in my own way worrying about money, even though I had all this student loan debt. Like I wasn't thinking like, oh no, I can't travel because I'm in school and I'm studying. If anything, I remember when I used to not go to holidays to my family and I say like, listen, I'm going to go and travel because like this is the only time I have, because then I'm going to have to work and I'm going to be busy. And I just kept saying like, I need to live for today, basically. I wasn't thinking like, oh yeah, I'm going to go travel after my studies. I'm going to go travel after med school. I was like, no, I have a break now. I need to do it now. I need to live my life to the fullest right now. So I really got out of my way and I didn't let anyone else get in my way. And I did that. And then when I left Western medicine and I became a yoga teacher, which turned into meditation, which turned into life coaching, which turned into business mentorship, la, 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 la. The evolution continues, which has now evolved into what do I even call myself today? Because the gifts and the abilities and the expansion, the activation that I provide for clients and people, there's no words. It's mystical. It's practical. It's all the things in all areas of life. I then put all of my energy and time and focus into that. And I used all of my money to invest in myself and my transformation and my greatest becoming, which continues even to today. Like that's a never-ending journey. Like I'm my greatest investment. You're your greatest investment. Getting out of your own way means that you invest in yourself and you become the best that you can be. And you say yes to the opportunities and you say yes to the people that expand you and the courses and the things that light you up, that make you curious, that attract you. Like that's part of getting out of your own way, because to have and experience your greatest dreams and desires and goals and intentions, you must be the person who can receive that. So part of getting out of your own way is the evolution and the transformation and the transmutation of the lower aspects of yourself that stand in your own way. And so every time I put my mind to a goal, like even when I lived in Malibu, like I thought it was going to be a dream for the future. But then it was like these intuitions were so strong and the guidance was so strong. It was like, no, go look at houses right now. And I had no money in the bank. And even today, I try to explain it to my beloved. I'm like, he's like, yeah, because now we're talking about buying a house. And he's like, yeah, we need to have the money. Like just, and I'm like, no, we just go look for it. And then the money comes. Like, what do you mean? And it is this fantastical way of living. But if you know and trust that the universe has your back and the universe wants to give you all of your desires, you're going to take the action steps to go look at places. And even recently, we went to look at like this $10 million house in Ibiza. And tomorrow we have, you know, an appointment to look at this $2 million house in Ibiza. And like the $2 million house seems like so cheap to me, you know? And it's like, yeah, because I was once living in like a $5 million home paying $20,000 a month rent. And that was like no big deal at that time. Like I know my potential and power to manifest radical things, to realize radical things. And I don't need to know how. The moment I try to use logic and figure out how, I'm getting in my own way. This universe is so magical. This reality is so magical, and it is for those who believe it. It is for those who live it, who act in alignment with it, who receive from the universe in ways that it's literally wanting to give to you in every single way. And even recently, my beloved was like, oh yeah, like maybe we go and live in the UK for a few months. And I was like, I'm not going. I will just leave. And I was highly triggered. And then I had a moment of a reality check, and it was like, Nikki Starr, if this is what the universe is bringing to you, how do you not know that when you're one day in London, you meet someone and you get like your next TV deal, like your next TV show? Like, how do you not know like this is the path to your destiny? Like, yeah, you love Ibiza, and yeah, you guys are thinking about moving to different islands and here and there, but there could be opportunity there, meaning London or the UK or whatever, even though it's not what I think, as I'm like, oh, I love the sea and I love the sun and this is where I want to be. But maybe the path that's fastest is over there. So why not just live the moment? Why not just see like, okay, I surrender to the divine plan, see what comes my way, get my ego out of the way of what I think I desire. Because I've always said, and even when I was interviewed on a podcast, I think it was last year, I remember, and I'm going to end with this, where I remember the question, but it was something along the lines of like, what do you do? And this is also my interpretation. It's like, what do you do when you've already manifested everything you desire? And it's like, check Malibu, check travel the world, check successful online business and spiritual leader for over a decade, la, 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 all the things, beloved, check, love, check, la, la, la. Then it's like, okay, I know what my mission is. My mission is to reach millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind. I've already done that. I've been on a Fox reality show. I've been in social media, in the online game, while reaching over millions over this lifetime. I want to do it consistently. I want to see real big change in the world that we're ready. There are those of us that are already living the new paradigm. Like, it is here, right now. So if all of it's already done, then what's next? What's next is, let me hand over my goals to the divine, to the universe. Universe, I know you want to give me everything I want. I know that you want me to live my highest potential. I know I want to. I want to live my highest timeline. I know you want that for me. So let me surrender to the divine plan. And then when you live in that level of trust from the universe, then you can surrender to the invitations, trusting that it's all bringing you to your destiny, your highest destiny. And that's how you get out of your own way. Surrender, receiving, staying positive, knowing everything is happening for my greatest becoming, so that when things are dismantling and crashing down and not going how you like, or you get an invitation where you're like, oh, I don't really want to do that, but this is where the universe is guiding you, that you can actually be in gratitude. And like I said, this podcast is for myself, it's for you. And so how do you get out of your own way? How do you allow the universe to give you everything you desire? Well, I would say your personal development work, your spiritual work. And I have my year-long membership where I give you access to all my courses, all my codes, and it is the transformation that I've gone on throughout the years. And it's essentially like from the start of Malibu. So it goes back, like some of what's offered in there goes back as far as like 2019. And you see the evolution, like my frequency, even what I look like is a little bit different, but I think that's important because you'll see the power of this work and it will change you, how you think, how you feel, how you be in the world. And I've created nonstop because I know I'm building a legacy in moments of resistance, in moments when even when signups were low, I knew that in the future, this will all be received. It's a library of consciousness that's being shared. So I invite you to tap into that. It was first called the Ultimate Year. Now I'm still feeling the rebranding. It hasn't fully come through, but it's essentially to support your greatest becoming, to support you in living your highest timeline, your ultimate potential. And so I thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I invite you also inside the bonus, where I'm going to take you through an energetic process to get out of your own way and to receive all the blessings that the universe wants to send to you right here, right now. Big kiss, and I will see you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.